You are now tuned in to Live Free or Die Radio. I am your host, Uncle Sam. We have Christiana.
What's up?
And Tia. And Tayshawn.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah, my name is Tia. How you guys doing?
What's happening, man?
No, man.
Shout out to Tia. She'll be back in 8 weeks.
Yeah, of course.
We miss her already.
If she's listening, she's probably going to hit the group chat like, that was the worst me impression of all time. I should assassinate you.
Yeah, she would use that word, too.
She would.
Nah, she's not going to be... She's caught up 6 to 9 every night.
I know.
For 8 weeks.
Wow.
So shout out to Tia. We'll be back better than ever, but we're kind of on summer break anyway, so we're just chilling, playing music, listening to music. We got the Cyphers coming up. Tayshawn, you're in them, right?
Of course I'm in them. I'm always in the Cyphers.
Are you going to do every Cypher this year?
I'm going to do every Cypher this year.
I don't... Really?
I'm going to try to.
Really?
I'm going to try to.
We'll have to see what the ruling is on that.
I can't do every Cypher, but I'm at least try to do one.
Yeah, well, you'll be here for all of them. All
right, cool. I just can't do all of them. But if people tell me, like, yeah, hey, yo,
maybe
say,
like the freestyle at the end or something.
Yo, if people want me to be, yeah, of course. But if people want me to be like, oh, like, yo, Tay, like, you should hop in this, I'll be like, I don't know, Sam. Like, I don't know, Sam.
He's gonna be texting everyone beforehand, like, yo, just when we get on there.
Tay,
you should help me.
Nah, trust and believe. I'm not trying to do all that. Like, honestly, nah. I'm gonna let dudes have their moments and give them their Facebook, Instagram, Twitter videos because, okay, you know, the Cyphers be hot.
They are. If you haven't seen them, LFOD Alumni Cypher Series, check that out. This is year 4, so it's gonna be bigger and better. We've had some legendary, I feel like that's fair to say, artists already. Even going back to before any of y'all know who Joyner was, way back. So, so those are coming up every Tuesday in July. We're still waiting to hear back from MCs. This is the stressful part for me where we like, you know, hit MCs like regularly trying to see who's around and get them scheduled. But that's going to be happening for sure. It all comes together at the end every year. Producers, if you go to beatclubpodcast.com, you can submit instrumentals to the Cypher series. We've got about 31 submissions so far, which is a decent start. It's open until the 19th, which I believe is next Tuesday. So get those in. Last year, First Official basically smoked the competition and the whole Cypher was produced by him. So that is something that could happen. If you're a producer and you're not tuned into the Beat Club podcast anyway, that is something you should be listening to because they put on heavy for producers in the area, for the region in general.
And
worldwide. They have people in Japan now tuned in, sending in records and stuff. So it's a global competition, this Cypher series.
I better bring it.
So, and all the MCs on it, by the way, have been on the show before. So you can hear their podcast. You can hear everything. So, yeah, so we had a busy weekend, though.
We did.
I guess you can go first, Christiana. What happened Thursday night?
So I was at the Trey Michaels event at Sonia in Cambridge. It was pretty cool. I think, there was multiple people that performed. There was probably like, I didn't catch all of them, but there were probably like 7 or so people that performed. I don't think there was as many people as they were expecting, so I think it was a little bit hard for some of the artists to kind of like put on a real solid like performance because the audience wasn't as energetic as like they would have hoped probably. But that, I think they still all did a good job. There was definitely, the music was good even if there weren't a ton of people there. So I think, it was a cool event.
Gotta start somewhere.
Yeah,
you gotta perform the same.
Exactly.
Whether it's 5 or 5,000.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, these crowds do like to stand and stare.
Yeah, I think, given what it was, I think everyone did a really good job of still like keeping their energy up and everything. So yeah,
shout out to them. We met those guys at at the Overtime at Mass Apparel, Cash and Trey, and Cash reached out and made it happen. So shout out to people that follow up when we hand you that big flyer and I say, "Yo, hit me," and then they do, and now we're at their show and that's how it goes, right?
Yeah, exactly.
They had like a whole squad on stage. It was cool.
Did they?
Mob.
Nice. Shout out to them. Now they just got to send us some clean records and the circle's complete. Yo, and then you went to Energy.
I did go to Energy. You want me to tell you something about it? You was going to say something. I thought you was going to say something. All right, so.
This is why we're on summer break. We're tightening up, you know, so we come back.
Nah, Sam was looking at me like he was be like, yo, how was energy? But nah, so energy.
It's telepathy.
It had a lot of energy. I mean, to say the least, obviously. But it's just like, there was a. I think the first person that went was Billy Dean. Billy Dean shut it down. She had like a straight like guitar performance and like she kept her timing throughout the entire thing. And I was like, yo, like her timing is on point. You know what I mean? Like there was like no drums. It was just straight guitar. And like her and her guitarist were like riffing back and forth. Like there would be like pauses and like she'll be rapping and then it'll just be like, it was just wild. I was like, yo, like this is a crazy show. And there were some dancers as well. There were spoken word poets. I forgot what their names were, but there was this one kid named Kofi, I think, and he had a poem about dark-skinned dudes, and it was just wild. It was amazing. You know what I mean? And then there was a singer named Steve Grady, I think. And Sam, I need you to understand, it's been a really long time since I heard somebody sing without their backing vocals and sound really, really good.
Steve Grady?
He did that. He really did that. It was crazy. Like, he was hitting, like, really high notes and, like, yelling, shouting. He would stop playing his instrument at one point, and, like, he just, like, gave it his all, like, towards, like, every single song. And I'm like, dude, like, This exists in Boston, and I didn't know about this till now.
And
like,
that's what she was saying. That's why she does the event, which is
yeah.
Dope.
And I was just like, "Yo, this dude's a force." And the people next to me, as I was watching, they was like, "Yo, I'm gonna call him for the wedding." So I'm gonna call him for the wedding, and I was like, "Nah, like give him all the coins for that wedding because he was really killing it."
Yeah.
Like, I think the first song that he did, I forgot the name of it, but I knew what it was about. It was about death, and it wasn't. It was powerful. It wasn't like sad. I was like, "Damn, I'm about to cry." I'm like, "I didn't come here to cry, dog. I came here to enjoy myself." But it wasn't really like, it was a sad song, but it wasn't like the type of sad where it's like, you know, you just break out into tears. It's the type of sad where it's like, wow, like it's just like astounding, you know what I mean? And then he did another song.
Like
he was talking about
like a catharsis. You feel good.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, it's kind of like a growing sad, you know what I mean? It's like a triumphant sad, you know what I mean?
That's the best kind.
And he had another song that he wrote about his wife, and that was one of the songs that I was talking about where he just like would stop playing his instrument and he would just start singing straight up. And like even then he didn't miss a beat, and it was just wild, you know what I mean? And then I ended up having to leave after this part, but there was a Afrobeats group, and they set it off too, and it was just super, super dope. Like they started from the crowd, and then they like danced their way up to the stage, and then as soon as they got on the stage, like they just tore the entire stage apart. Like the lighting was crazy, the transitions were crazy, the positioning was crazy. Like it was just dope. I was just like, wow. Like
I was mad that I was out of town.
Yeah. Honestly, I was mad that I had to leave, yo.
Huh? Yeah, she had me hyped when she came on last week.
Oh no,
I'm missing something big. And yo, sounds like it delivered.
No, it did. I was like, wow, I have to go to the next one. Like it was wild, crazy. I was like, dude, I've never heard somebody sing like just acoustically, and like it just like it sounded so full in the room. You know what I mean? Like it took up every space in the room, and I was just like, wow, like
it's amazing.
Like how can someone's voice just do like all that and hit every single square foot in the room? I was just like, yo, like at first I didn't get it, but it was super, super dope, yo.
That's
like,
what's up, Steve Grady.
I think that's what his name was. I could be wrong, but that's what I remember. That's what I remember.
Yo, so what we're gonna do next time? Notes app.
as you become
a professional reporter, you know.
Yeah.
That's dope, though. Facts. Shout out to Jadi. Shout out to Energy. The whole movement there.
I should have just took the flyer.
I have the flyer, but like I can't tell. You would recognize the names?
I mean, I would recognize the name. Like, offer it.
Yeah, we'll find it. Yeah, and she's got another show Thursday, which we'll get that info out. Christiana will definitely be letting us know about that. She's actually, I've been busting my rear end. We finally got our Pride design together, and we just dropped that today, LFOD Pride, and she's gonna be rocking that at the show Thursday. So rush order, but it looks like we're gonna get it done. Shout out the homies at Mass Apparel for the assistance with that. And check it out if you haven't, LFODApparel.com. We're getting in the mix. I didn't want to do it if it wasn't right. Like, and it almost came down to the wire. Like, we had a bunch of designs, but I didn't want to just, like, slap a rainbow on something and, like, you know, like, it's kind of whack to me. But so we did that. It's out now, like I said, LFODApparel. But, and her extra bars is crazy. It was going crazy when we uploaded it.
Yeah.
That might be the most interactions we've had yet. So hashtag extra bars if you haven't checked that yet, because they're all pretty wild. It's on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. We're the only ones using that hashtag, so definitely peep that. Dudes have been going in on here.
It's like without the E, right? Just for the people that don't know.
No, it's spelled properly.
Okay, cool.
Wait, it's like, what? All right, cool. Just for the people that don't know, for the people that are like just now tuning in to LFOD.
We even
Radio.
Spelled bars with an S instead
not
of a
yes.
Z. I thought
I
about
almost
it.
Messed that up.
Yeah, yeah, right? Are they really bars if they have an S? I don't know. But
proper
dudes
bars.
Went in. I mean, the Oompa one's crazy. That one's crazy. The trial, I need to start watching Dragon Ball just so I can get his Goku on. And we got to do one with you eventually, Tayshaun, if you're ever a guest again.
Of course.
When you drop your new album or whatever. How are we going to do that when you put out music? We're going to have to figure out how to interview you.
Honestly, I'm going to pretend I don't know y'all.
Perfect.
I'm going to be like, yo, it's my first time here.
We've never interviewed you, which is kind of wild. You came on with the hip-hop transformation.
Yeah, exactly. It was never like a specific, like, oh, like, it's only a Tayshaun Taylor interview.
Right.
I mean, it was always me and somebody else.
Right.
You know what I mean? But it's perfectly fine because, honestly, like, that's the
You kind of finessed it. Like,
I mean, that's you gotta do. Master there. Of improvise. You're looking at him in the flesh. You feel me? Like,
fair,
it's like that.
Fair. So, anyway, yeah. So, if you're tuned in, let us know at LiveFreeOD Radio on Twitter, at LFOD Radio everywhere else. If you're an artist and you got shows and stuff, just hit the inbox, submissions@LFODRadio.com. Or if you just tag LFOD Music, we'll repost it. Basically, the Instagram, Twitter is basically a bulletin board for local events and stuff. So there's not really anyone tying it all together. So we're going to fill that void for y'all. It's funny, that's how we found out, you know, how we got our next artist through here, is we were looking for dope events to share, and we found out he had one. So, reached out. We're going to have Justin Clancy coming on in a little bit. Do y'all know his music?
Of course I know his music.
Of course.
Flamingo.
Okay.
Yo, TV Dinner is my...
Okay.
I couldn't say it, but like, it's my jam. It's
That's
my
what's
jam.
Up. Well, we'll be back with him in a minute. Another thing is, next week, I want to talk about our favorite episodes from the last season. So if you're tuned in, let us know. We're going to start doing the recap. And we want to hear what you guys liked, what you want to hear more of next year. We're back in September with podcasts again, but we're going to be doing sort of recaps and ciphers and all that fun stuff in the meantime, and et cetera, et cetera. artistsubmissions@LFODRadio.com. Send us cleans. We're going to play this one. I haven't listened to it yet. It's from KR. It's called Let 'Em Talk. Shout out to KR. He's been helping a lot with the Hoop Hop mixtape that's coming out real soon, which is a dope idea. They've had some of the best artists in the city ballin' for the past few years, and now they're making music as well. Hoop Hop is back August 18th. That's at the YMCA in Roxbury, I believe. Shout out to Bakari JB for everything he does, is doing, did, and will do in the future. This is Let 'Em Talk, Andre X, formerly known as KR. You're tuned into Live Free or Die Radio. Play.
commentators. See my driver, no Mercedes. They say I'm slurring sick, never make it. Well, inside my elevators. I'll find Mecca without the beta. I'm trying to ball without the Lakers. Westbrook with the ball, can't contain us. I've set my life, you're entertainer. Damn, y'all should be ashamed. Medusa face in my frame. I stayed away from the Zan. See what it did to my friends. Y'all think it's like a pretend. Let everybody make it to the end. Doubling up on them M's. Better come out with a win.
Double up!
Let's make some moves, girl. Ooh, you looking good up in them shoes, girl. Oh, we can go and break some rules, girl. Yeah, I could take it to a new world where everything lit, everything good, everything that you want, man, you get. Yeah, every day like this and before, yeah. Get up in this mix, make sure you go remember that. Shake your bad vibes for you walk up in this house. Shake your bad vibes for you walk up in this house. Shake your bad vibes for you walk up in this house. Shake your bad vibes for you walk up in this house. Okay. Shake your bad vibes for you walk up in this house. Shake your bad vibes for you walk up in this house. Shake your bad vibes for you walk up in this house. Shake your bad vibes for you walk up in this house. Okay. One time for my ladies, yeah. One time for my fellas, yeah. One time for the reaper, yeah. One time for the speaker, yeah. One time for the mollies, yeah. One time for the shrooms. One time for the party, yeah. One time, over to gold, don't ever pawn your mind. Something about the grind, you see how we climb. Does it look like I'm lying? You see how we flying, baby doll, it's not drugs, it's science. Don't even trip off the items, and I really like it. Cause you got the driving, you ain't even got no license. I got a little functional, I'm hyping. You should come through with the right friends. Shake your bad vibes for you walk up in my house. Shake your bad vibes for you walk up in my house. Shake your bad vibes for you walk up in my house. Shake your bad vibes for you walk up in my okay. Shake your bad vibes for you walk up in my house. Shake your bad vibes for you walk up in my house. Shake your bad vibes for you walk up in my house. Shake your bad vibes for you walk up in my house. I said one time for my ladies, yeah. One time for my fellas, yeah. One time for the reaper, yeah. One time for the speaker, yeah. One time for the mollies, yeah. One time for the shrooms. One time for the party, yeah. One time, what it do, yeah. Feng shui, yeah. Feng shui, feng shui, feng shui, feng shui, what up, yeah. Feng shui, yeah. Feng shui, feng shui, feng shui, feng shui, what up, yeah. Feng shui, yeah. Feng shui, feng shui, feng shui, feng shui, what up, yeah. Feng shui, yeah. Feng shui, feng shui, feng shui, feng shui, raps.
Checking up on you, shorty, we could, yeah, and you should, yeah. Roll up to the
might just have an appetite. Me, I'm more concerned with how you live in life. Don't have a type. Black or white, a gentleman, the classic type. And I'd be lying if I wasn't checking if that was right. Less about the physical, spiritual, sex like afterlife. Heavenly when you in bed with me, that's if you acting right. Peter Piper picked a pepper, picked a beat and passed the mic. To respect the music and the ride, now homie, that's a wife. If you slipping, I ain't tripping, make mistakes, girl, that's alright. As long as you can tell the truth to keep it real, don't have to fight. So if you matter, if you aggravated, just relax, alright. I can have it, we all got baggage, that's just a fact of life. So let's just keep it riding next to me when I'm driving. Ecstasy, how you feeling? No popping pills, I'm a problem. Fill the space in the margin, once or twice in the morning. Looking gorgeous, you flawless, so pardon me while I holler like,
pull up to the party, got love from everybody. They was sipping no Bacardi and smoking no Lottie-Dottie. But me, I was just chilling, just checking up on you, shorty, we could.
With Timmy, nah, let me get into my zone while I get it going. Shorty was in my eye, spotted her in the line. Thought about spending time, got to walking and talking as I would plot on her inner thighs. We politic past the friendship, our qualities and her interests, the possibilities endless. But pardon me, I'm a starter and I don't know where the bench is. So when it come to the game, soon as I know her name, I light the candle for passion and stretch it out, yoga flame. Sexually, there's a method of testing pleasure and pain, and I'd amassing them both. Could throw that ass in the trunk. She it in the Pacific, I'm Michael Phelps with a stroke. I'm more than glad that we spoke. She beautiful like Maya Angelou, man, you couldn't handle the quotes. She talented and amusing, incredible love making, amazing when making music. Make way as I get into it like,
pull up to the party, got love from everybody. They was sipping on Bacardi and smoking no Lottie-Dottie. But me, I was just chilling, just checking up on you, shorty, we could.
Drop. That's when these lames stop coming for the same spot. I did my thing in the summer in the rain. Even when the winter came, I remained with the game locked. I'm out living nothing to get from the same block. Same school, same grade, same city, same plot. All it took one shot, all I got is one shot. Paranoid, so I got the hearing of the coming from the window. See me raising hell, y'all don't know what y'all is info. They tell me take it easy, little homie, keep it simple. I'm better than the vet, so why the f*** I need an intro? But I'ma need a benzo and a bad. I'ma need a squad studded out, new medallions. I got money on my mind, I ain't talking thousands. Plotting big money, million dollar houses. 4 a.m, I'm still in this recording. Why you niggas laying dormant? Man, the vision is enormous. I don't think they really want it. Homie, I'm the one that got it. Even if I take a L, I'm putting money in my pocket. I'm addicted to the profit, I'm addicted to the thrill. I'm addicted to the... I'm addicted to what's real. I fell victim to the game. Back up on his heels, painting pictures of my pain. It's exactly how I feel. And I feel like I gotta make a meal, like I'm never standing still. I got way too much that's going on, so I don't get to chill. I got Spanish on the phone, they blowing up my ear. I do this inside a week that y'all ain't doing in a year. It's this gospelish right here. Only God could interfere. I see Gotham City burning when I look into the rear. I got demons that be lurking when I look into the past. Niggas smiling at me, but deep down they hoping that I crash. I'm conflicted. Do I do it for self? Do it for niggas that's in my city that need the help. For the belt, if nothing else, I play the hand that
I was dealt. Niggas never gave a shit. All they handed me was doubt. I'm getting candid with the mouth. That's why the cameras is out. It's getting colder in the north. That's why the birds is flying south. See, they tried to count me out, but I took a different route. I've been grinding all my life. Now it's time to make it count. Make it count. Set a goal, then I'm not the type to compromise. I see you trying to undermine my condom size. I started dropping, now they asking for a handout. They in the stands, I'm the one that stand out. Tell these boys stand down, I'm in demand now. You ain't doing shit till you finally take the man route. My girl tell me that she worried about the fame. Ziggin' coming from my head, just want the same thing. Coming from my head, just want the same thing.
We're back on Live Free or Die Radio. We have Justin Clancy, superstar Justin Clancy, in our midst right now on his 15th Dunkin' Donuts of the day.
All right. There we go.
What's good?
I actually switched to Starbucks.
Okay. Why?
Because, man, I'm on like this like freaky...
Yeah, it's on.
All right.
Yo.
I'm on this freaky serial killer diet, and they have like more options for me at Starbucks. Yeah, I can hear that.
Okay, that's your volume if you want.
All right.
Serial killer diet. He's had a thing of water next to him the whole time. He didn't need a drink till the mic went live.
What do you mean, dude? That's a lie.
Yeah.
That's a blatant lie.
So, Clancy.
Yes.
You're like a meme god. So.
No, I'm not.
Really?
No. I'm a meme.
Okay, you're a meme. So I was going to tell you, I just realized I do that white person smile meme.
Oh, yeah.
Do you do that?
All the time, dude. What do you mean? I'm literally that. Like
when you're walking?
Mayonnaise face, bro.
Is that what it's called?
Facts. Yo.
I knew you were hip because I posted this and Matt, people were like, what do you mean? What do you mean?
Exactly your smile what you're smile. No. It's like this. Ready?
Yeah. Oh, right. My God.
Like, it's like that department store dad smile.
How else do you acknowledge people that are walking by you? Am I supposed to give a full-on smile to a stranger? Or
no.
Do I just head nod?
No.
You head nod, bro.
You just
head nod,
ignore.
Ignore.
Yeah. Yo, ready?
No one's ever done it to me.
Yo,
someone,
you know what's crazy?
Just
like
hide
last
your
week.
Lips. You hide, literally just hide whatever lip that you have. Just eliminate all lips. It's
not
all
no
face.
I
knew you would
do
know
it.
What I was talking
all
about.
Face.
This
no
has
lips.
Been my struggle today. I realized I've been doing that for years.
It'd be weird if you did like a full out like.
Right. No, but that's what they want.
No, nobody
no,
wants
no,
that.
No, wait, nobody wants that.
Yeah, I do not want that.
Wait, it's how funny. Do you acknowledge strangers?
I just give him a head nod. I just give him a head nod. I just be like I do.
That's creepy, too.
That's weirder. That's stranger.
Strange, right.
That's very strange.
I'm a strange person.
Yeah, me too. Me too.
But it's like I get awkward when people make eye contact with me for like 3 seconds. So I have to do something to like acknowledge them or like be like, hey, I don't hate you. So like...
See, not to do my small town thing, but where I'm from, like, you would say hello as you walk by someone on the street. Obviously, you move to a city, and there's too many people,
that's weird.
You can't do that. People, why is it? It's another human being. Like, that's another person.
Yeah, but I'm busy doing
everybody's busy
human stuff.
So no one
busy human.
This is a man.
I'm busy.
A man
I'm busy humaning
his feelings.
I'm busy with my humanity.
Less than 2.5 minutes ago.
Listen, man. All right. Yeah, but I know you. So you should care about like my feelings and my album.
I do
album
care, and that's
stuff.
Why I'm mean to you. I'm only mean to
like
people
my,
I like.
Yeah.
Because that's what your friends are for, you know, to give you crap for things that
I know.
Other people just let you keep messing up.
That's
not
true.
That you're
that's
messing
true.
Up, but...
Never.
Yeah.
Me?
So you have a show coming
Never
up.
Lost.
I do.
And I guess you have an album you're dropping?
Yeah.
Why don't you just let us know what you're doing?
I'm doing a lot of things, actually. So I recently enrolled... in interpretive dance.
Okay.
So I'm doing that. Training for ice skating.
How are you going to interpret the
dancing.
Mayonnaise face?
Oh, every day though. Like it's an everyday thing. No,
okay.
But like, all right, so my album is coming out June 22nd.
Wow.
Yes. That fast. That Boom. Quick. Boom. Like that. Pre-orders this week.
Just next
Friday.
Friday.
Yeah. And then... The dopest, I'm trying not to swear because I'm really hype right now. The dopest hip hop show yet. Bah, 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 bah. July 13th. Bah, 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 bah.
Give him a horn.
Sonya. July 13th.
He'll do your
Sonya.
Sound effects. You point at him and do your.
July 13th, Sonya. It's gonna be amazing. I hope you're all there. I hope everybody goes there. I hope they all support my album. I hope you all stream it. I hope you all buy it. That was so on point. Yo, where was he with my other ones?
I don't know, yeah.
Dude, he kills it.
Ooh. We've been working on our ad-libs. That's like our big thing these days.
Yo, if you could...
That was amazing.
If you could define your day using Migos ad-lib, which one would it be?
Mama.
Me too. No, it's a mixture.
Today has been mama.
It's a mixture between that and beep, 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 beep. Did I hit it?
Wait, that was Black Youngster. That was doo-doo.
No.
That was.
See, wait, I would like to do the, like a knuckle. The skirt, but knuckle. I can't roll the R's yet. I'm almost there. I'm like 2 weeks away. That was my beep, prediction beep, last week. Doo-doo.
Yeah. No, but yeah,
we've been trying to teach. We've been trying to teach Sam how to roll his R's.
You haven't been trying to teach me anything.
Well, we've been trying. I guess trying. We've been trying.
Define rolling attempting. R's.
All right, so like you know how people do like, grrr, like. Grrr.
I just want to do the Smack DVD noise, a couple gun sounds, and like some Cardi B stuff.
Yeah, he wants to do the okr.
Yep.
Okr.
That's my whole motivation.
Yeah.
Anyway, you got a show next.
I followed you on the Twitter machine.
Oh, thank you. Yo, finally. We love you too. So, you have a show. Your album drops next Friday.
Yeah, the 22nd.
June 22nd. Mm-hmm. How many songs?
Nine. It's called The Color Blue.
Is that your favorite color?
No.
What is?
Oh, man. I would have to say black.
It's not a color.
Yeah. Whatever. But I'm saying, like, if you want to talk about the visual spectrum, if you want to talk about what you see in the visual spectrum, although black may be the absence of color, it's still something that's wearable and identifiable as a color. So if you want to get technical, no, it's not the color, it's the absence of color. However,
talk to him.
It's still identified as one.
Okay.
Don DeMarco. Marco.
All right. So we can't have you and Tayshaun ever in the same room.
Don DeMarco.
Yo.
All right. Well, blue is my favorite color. So I was almost excited. I thought we had something in common.
No, I like blue, though.
Turns out we have nothing in common. So, Justin, June 22nd. I'm excited for this album. I may or may not have heard it already.
You heard it already.
It's pretty dope. I felt a lot of things you were saying. We have a podcast with you. For everyone tuned in, you can go LFOD, Justin Clancy. We have multiple podcasts with Justin. You can hear the first one back when he was still a rapper. Mm. You can hear the second one when he became, I guess, this next level. What are you, a crooner? How do you define yourself?
Yo, I got your ad-libs, bro. I got your ad-libs, bro.
You were rapping out of dictionaries.
A crooner.
I got your ad-libs. I'm ready. I'm on standby. You feel me?
A crooner. No, I'm
you croon a bit.
Crooner.
Women like this music.
A crooner is like somebody who sings like 19.
You don't see a little 30s, Sinatra 40s. In yourself?
I love Frank Sinatra.
Can you get closer to the mic?
I love Frank Sinatra.
All right, define yourself if you can.
Ooh. I don't know, man. I kind of make my art and leave the rest up to interpretation. Oh,
that's a bad dad.
Let's redo that.
You're not a crooner, though.
See, that's along with the face.
Yep.
Bad dad.
Yeah, let's redo the high five that we just did because it wasn't good enough.
You didn't do that?
I do that all the time.
Is that a white move?
That's not a white move at all. That's a universal thing. Mm. Like, yeah. I do that all the time.
Brandon, is redoing high fives a white move?
No, redoing a dap. Redoing a dap is not.
I apologize for weak ones, but...
Yeah.
Super white.
Redo a dap. Like high, that's different. Like I've seen that so many times.
Oh, if it doesn't make the right five. Type of noise.
Okay, see, that's what it is. That's
no,
what it
you
is.
Got an elbow.
I've heard about
you
the
look
elbow
at
technique.
The elbow. Yo, facts. Yo, you look at the elbow. Look at my elbow. Come here. Look at my elbow. That's crisp.
Yeah.
That was a crisp.
Anyway. Wait, there's a cheat code for high fives, bro.
When is the show?
The show is July 13th, Friday. Friday, July 13th.
Okay, so the album drops, then the show.
And then I'm going on Vans Warped Tour.
What?
Yes.
How many dates?
Can't say yet, It's definitely
more than one.
And I definitely have never told anybody that until right now. You're lucky I love you, Sam.
World premiere. LFOD radio exclusive.
I haven't posted about it. I'm probably not going to like post about it or like make any major announcements until after, because I don't want to, like, you know what I mean?
You don't want to overshadow the album.
Well, yeah, that and it's like, oh, pre-order, oh, music video, oh, album, oh, yeah. Show. Oh,
let people,
you know,
breathe,
what I mean?
Right.
But like, yeah, I'm really excited about it. It's going to be super dope.
Relentless.
Yeah. I'm not going to wear a shirt.
Why would you?
Right. Right. Exactly.
You're a rock star now. I need you to embrace that.
I know.
To the fullest. Yeah. We've been joking about it for a few years now, but it's true.
It's going to happen now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Please embrace it.
100%.
Although you might need to get off the Starbucks.
What? Why, dude? No, it's friendly to my diet. Yo, I've lost like 20 pounds, bro.
Okay, that's rock star.
Facts. It's factual.
You need to have that energy. It gives you energy.
Yeah, but I don't feel like.
No,
Dunks
I can
is way
drink
more rock star.
That. I can
or like
do
gas
that.
Station coffee. Like maybe switch to
that
like,
is the most
Cumbies.
Unflattering.
Switch to like, Green Mountain coffee.
Caffeine, nah, dog.
Stay focused. Stay focused. Stay focused. He's looking at Instagram. It's so hard to keep him focused here. So, you got album next week, show 2 weeks later, mm-hmm. and then
about 3 weeks.
3 weeks later,
yeah,
and then Warped Tour.
We gonna talk to mm-hmm. Wilson.
We're going to talk to Wilson. That's what we're getting into.
Yes.
I wanted to remind people, because it got lost in the shuffle, we have multiple podcasts with Justin Clancy if you want to hear his story. Now is not the time, but search it on mm-hmm. iTunes, everywhere else. Because those are some good, we talked about a lot. Except for you still have, well, we'll talk about it later.
What?
Wilson, what's happening, man?
Hey, what's going on, man? Thanks for having me. Shout out to Justin for bringing me out here, man.
For
super
sure,
excited
man.
For the
you.
Show. I'll be performing there as well.
Yeah, we just played your record, Rockland Street.
Yeah, man. What'd you think?
I liked it. I liked it.
Awesome.
How'd you link up with Justin?
It's crazy. So I did an open mic at Opus in Salem. I'm from Lynn, so I'm
shout out to Rec Shop.
Yeah, exactly. So Rec Shop. And I met some dudes named Headshots.
Yeah.
You guys know Headshots.
Having them, yep.
So he hooked me up with a show at the Middle East. We did the upstairs, and then that's where I kind of linked up with Justin. That was the first time I met him, actually. So that was dope.
That's what's up, man. And you go by Wilson.
Yeah.
Like the volleyball or like...
No, just that's my name, actually.
I'm sorry,
so.
I got too many jokes.
No, that's my name. So I just rolled with it, first name.
That's what's up, man. Where can people hear your music?
My music's on Apple, Spotify, Tidal. I released a project called Rise. It was like my debut EP. I got a lot of love from like the area. A lot of people have been supporting it. Actually, one of my records played on Shade 45, which was Rockin' Street, which you just played. So things have been going well. I'm actually working on another album or like mixtape right now. Should probably release at the beginning of the fall or end of the summer.
Yeah, man. Well, keep us in the loop. Like I said,
sure,
we're starting
sure.
our new season in September, so we're going to be starting to book interviews around that time.
Awesome.
So
my album should be
know.
Out right around.
Yeah, keep us with the music. Submissions at LFODradio.com. Send us clean records. I was telling them earlier, like, we always ask for clean records, and then, like, none of the people I want to send us clean records send us clean records, and then, I don't know.
I got
it's
you,
It's a
bro.
Tough thing. Yeah, it's a tough thing. So we get a lot of music, and we can only play what we get, so, you know. We definitely want to play the good stuff.
What's I have up? A question. And this is for the culture. So, when you get clean records, do you get a lot of reverse swears? Do you get a lot of drops? Do you get a lot of statics? Which ones
it's a
do
little
you
bit
get
of,
the most?
It's a little bit of both. And I'm glad you brought up the reverse.
I don't give a oof.
I think that sounds so cool sometimes.
I think we don't get a lot of that because I think people feel like they need to do a more like professional edit, and I think that's what keeps a lot of artists from sending in stuff, because you can really do it at home with a free program, just highlighting the swear and reversing it or dropping it or whatever. And that's all we need. Like, we want to play your music.
Send in those records.
Send us the cleans, because, you know.
Or find Jesus and stop swearing in your records.
It's wild, man, because that works too, man. You can keep it clean.
Hello.
I don't know what Jesus has to do with that,
you know?
But
he's the one that'll edit your
on
records.
Jesus.
He's the one that'll try it. He'll chop up your records. You send it to him.
Jesus definitely cursed. There's no way.
You don't know that.
You don't run. Well, he ran around with the sinners, my guy.
My guy. My guy.
He ran around with the sinners.
My guy.
Jesus had a dirty mouth. You know, it's his actions that matter. So, I don't know. You're getting me all out of sorts here, Clancy. But send us clean records, because this has been, you know, a big thing of mine for a little while. Like, and we'll clean them for you, honestly. If you want us to clean your records, send them in. We're going to charge you, because it's not our job. But we'll do it for you if you want us to. Submissions@lfodradio.com. But send us clean records, because a lot of people like to talk about, you know, wishing they had an industry. But, you know, at the end of the day, you know, they buy that zip of sour instead of paying an engineer to do that, or paying a record promoter, or paying people in the industry to do industry jobs. And it's not like an entitlement thing. We're not always going to go look for people. Like, if your music's good, that's a starting place. But you got to do the work, or pay someone to do the work, or do something. You know, it doesn't just happen. No one's like required to cover you. Big bomb. That's a big bomb. It's funny, dude. We get artists from all over the country hitting us up, and then, like, the ones I see every week, you know?
They just...
Anyway,
no, bro.
There's some. There's you, at least one good record promoter in Boston, so he's not hard to find either, so talk to him. And for shows, too, like, we want people doing that. Submissions@lfodrayo.com. Send us your flyers. Send us whatever. We're trying to, you know, connect all the dots. Check us out on Twitter, Instagram, all that. You'll see what I'm talking about. But we got to play this Clancy record. We got to play this Bottom Line, and we're going to come back. And I believe we're getting a very rare, very exclusive acoustic Clancy. He's gone silent. He's just on his phone.
Yes.
He's looking at memes. This is what we started with. You gonna hype it up at all, or you just gonna let me play your record and go in?
He's in go mode.
I'm in go mode.
All right, this is Bottom Line.
This is Bottom Line.
We'll be back with Justin Clancy.
Off the Color Blue.
After this, Off the Color Blue, coming soon.
June 22nd.
That's next Friday. You doing a midnight Thursday drop?
I'm doing a midnight Thursday.
Midnight
drop.
Thursday. Stay up. Get on Twitter. Tweet about it. You know who are you up against?
Huh?
Who's dropping next week? You up against Nas? Is that this week?
That's, yeah.
Okay.
No.
Nas made way for you, Clancy. He knew what was coming.
Yes.
Drake?
Drake's
oh,
the
yes.
Nah, he's the 18th.
Wait, really?
Yes. Yep.
Oh,
yep.
Yep. And Push already took care. All right. All right, Clancy.
Michael Christmas is dropping the same day as me, though.
Dope.
He's also on
two
my
two different
album.
Lanes, he's, which is perfect.
Yes.
You know? That's
yes.
awesome. Shout out to Christmas.
Shout out to Christmas. I
Shout
also enjoy Christmas. It's a good time.
Yeah. Shout out to Jesus, all that. You know. Anyway, this is the Bottom Line. We'll be back with Clancy live after
featuring
this.
Featuring Enrique Iglesias.
An error occurred. All right. We'll play a different song from Justin Clancy.
Wow.
I remember you sent me a whole bunch of messed up ones that first time.
So you can play...
Looks like we're going to play Work in Progress.
All Star by Smash Mouth.
What's broken can't be redeemed. I know. I'm a work in progress, and it's a beautiful thing. You gon' get to where you go, just keep doing your thing. I'm a work in progress. Work in progress. They say Rome wasn't built in a day. A soul ain't sold if the spirit didn't break. Life is like a maze, and I finally found my way. But it wouldn't be the same if I didn't feel pain. I do the best imitation of myself. I swear y'all know me better than I know myself. It took a million baby steps just to get to where I'm at. Isn't it a crazy story that time tells? I earn my stripes through trials and tribulations. I learned the best teacher is being mistaken. No silver spoon, just patience and motivation. Cause nothing ever comes easy.
when you're on your way to greatness. And I ain't even getting to the best part yet. As long as my intentions are pure, I'm all set. They see my pencil shavings and say, what you call that? I tell them I'm just sketching out my self-portrait, and it's a work in progress. They say what's broken can't be redeemed. I know, I know, I know, I know, I know. I'm a work in progress, and it's a beautiful thing. You gon' get to where you go, just keep doing your thing. I'm a work in progress. I'm a work in progress. Now I ain't perfect, baby, I can't lie. You gotta take the good with the bad sometimes. I'm only human and I may fall short, but if you don't accept your flaws, you never gon' shine. I've been caught up in some shit that left me broken, feeling hopeless like I'm stuck inside the breakdown lane. I ain't tryna be somebody that I never really was. I'm sorry, but that just ain't my thing. I was at war with that man in the mirror. I wanted more from the man in the mirror. I was lost for so long, but someone said, hold on, young man, your journey's just beginning. I'm in between a saint and a sinner, a loser and a winner. I got the same lows, but the peaks are higher than ever. Forever, I'll be grateful for second chances I'm given. The past will always be there, but the future is still unwritten. And you know, they say what's broken can't be redeemed. I know, I know, I know, I know, I know. I'm a work in progress, and it's a beautiful thing. You gon' get to where you go, just keep doing your thing. I'm a work in progress. I'm a work in progress.
All right, we are back on Live Free or Die Radio. This is about to be a very rare, very exclusive. One second while we get very rare, very exclusive. Justin Clancy.
Yes.
Featuring.
Yes.
Matt Blanchett.
Matt Blanchett, yes. On guitar. Live acoustic performance. What song are you doing for us, Justin?
This is called Japanese Denim by Daniel Caesar. Hold on one second.
You got an album coming out next Friday, June 22nd.
Yeah, The Color Blue is coming out June 22nd. The release party is July 13th. And I'm really excited about that. And I also really love this song, so hell yeah.
We're ready when you are. This is Justin Clancy. You're tuning into Live Free or Die Radio. Color Blue coming out next Tuesday, next Friday.
I don't stand in line, I don't pay for clothes, fuck that, yeah. But I'll wait for you. I don't like to drink, I don't like to think, fuck that, oh, oh, oh. But I ponder you, oh. I'm bending it over. You're my four-leaf clover. I'm so in love, so in love. There's no one above, up above. Forever's a long time. In my blue jeans will last me all my life. Oh yes. And so should we.
ending all this time. Oh. I met you at the shop, sun was getting hot and lonely. I'm in the city on my own. Never would have thought you'd be the one I got to hold me. But that's the way it goes. I'm reaching nirvana. Goodbye, sweet rewinder. High school was never for me, yeah. I said, let it be, let it be. Forever's a long time. In my blue jeans should last me all my life. So should we? I'm spending all this time.
Get it, like
you don't even know. Even know me, yes. I'm hanging from the tree. I'm hanging from the tree. You're an all-star. Get your game play.
Justin Clancy, y'all.
Thank you.
Shout out Stizzy Left Lane in the live. Shout out everyone tuned in. It's going to be up ASAP. That's a new Extra Bars.
Yeah. New Extra Bars.
Never seen one like that before.
What does Extra Bars mean?
So
like rapper bars.
Like extra verses. Basically, that's a good question. He asked, what does extra bars mean? A lot of times MCs, when we get off the air, they have some extra, you know, verses they want to get off their chest. We do it out there. Some of them do unreleased stuff. Some do like an a cappella version where they can play with it a little bit. And it's dope because then the listeners get to hear maybe a verse they never caught before, because some people can't hear it with the beat, you know? And sometimes they hear something new. And if you search hashtag extra bars, you can find it all online. Shout out Dukeron for kicking that off. He was the first. He accidentally launched the series. Yeah.
I love Duke Ryan.
For your mind. So, a shout out. I don't know where you guys are going after this, but we're heading over to Overdog Radio. Shout out Champ Chuck and all of them. It's the last night tonight.
That's right.
The end of an era. Major salute. They, you know, they hold it down. They don't have to worry about clean records. So, they get to play all the stuff, you know, we don't. So, and Chuck has done a lot for holding things together and providing a platform. And whether it's hosting shows at the Middle East, hosting Overdog, you know, bringing Billy into the mix, doing some ill things with producers over there, Cyphers, all that. So they'll be back, though. Overdog has some big plans. So, yeah, we're heading over there. And Clancy, this was dope.
Hell yeah.
Thank you.
It's always dope, dude. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
And I appreciate you.
Text me first next time.
Yes. Yes, nah, I will do that.
I love you, bro. I wouldn't reach out to anybody else.
I know.
Yeah.
You wouldn't go off vacation if you didn't.
Yo, there's people we rock with. I see the little flat. No, I'm joking.
Wow.
I'm kidding. We love you. Anyway, what do you want to play to get out of here? We got 2 minutes.
What should you play?
What do you want me
Is
to
it
play?
For me?
Yeah.
Do you have the Google Drive?
Not right now.
Okay.
Play what you can.
Yeah, play whatever you want, bro.
Okay.
TV dinner it is.
TV play dinner it is. Oh, no, I don't know what that is.
Clancy.
Hold on, mate.
Yeah. That was what the original, yep, that's what the original file was called.
OG.
And we're going to fade to black right about now.
Fade to Justin's favorite color.
Autopilot about to catch another flight, going nowhere fast. Oh, baby, I am not your miracle. I am not your Superman. It seems like everywhere I go, I be at the crossroads singing. All things that gleam ain't gold. Some devils don't have horns. Some angels don't have souls. Me. You got scars, I could roll my sleeves up too. I've been spit on, kicked out, and beat up too. Only thing to cover the wounds are these tattoos. Trying to peek outside the windows of my stained glass youth. I graduated from the school of the hard knocks, where we grew up fast and tried to call shots. Instead of a diploma, we got a stopwatch. Ticking time bombs till we met the Pine Bots. I'm a product of broken family clones, but television's the only parents we know. Cover my eyes from a childhood up in smoke, waiting for my mama to come and carry me home. I've been drowning.